Welcome to Dome Patrol Premier League. And welcome to the Dome Patrol United Premier League podcast. Before we started recording, Premier League football, soccer, sorry, Americans.
What is this Premier League?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We were looking before we started recording, and the last time we actually got to record one of these was the 28th of February, before basically the world went to shit.
Leap year, man.
Oh, dear. Anyway, Premier League podcast. The Premier League is back. Next Wednesday, we start a what I would describe as a festival of football. Basically, every night for 4 weeks, there is a Premier League game on. Every day or every night, there is a Premier League game on. Joining me this week is my football partner in crime, Mr. Ben Wright. Ben, how are you?
I'm very well, James. This is... extremely weird about to talk about Premier League football in the middle of June when we should really be watching England's stride to Euro 2020 glory.
Well, England's first game, I think, was tomorrow.
It would have been tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. So Euro 2020 was supposed to have started last night with Italy versus Turkey. And I think there were three games on today, or should have been three games on today. But instead, the sport we've had in the UK today has been horse racing from Newbury, somewhere else. So watched a bit of that. And that's pretty much all the live sport we've had. I mean, this is how bad it's got. This morning, I was up the earliest in the house and I put the TV on and I was watching the Super Rugby from New Zealand. That's how bad it's been.
At least some of the football fans have found themselves something to do today.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go into that. We are not going to go into that, needless to say. Idiots. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. All I'm saying. 100%. So, as I mentioned earlier, the Premier League is back. The three-month holiday that we've all been on from football due to coronavirus is over. And as of Wednesday, we've got football back. It's not just the Premier League. The Championship, which is the second division over here, that is also returning very soon. And the playoffs for League One and League Two are also starting next week as well, which my team, Cheltenham Town, are taking part in on Thursday night. I suppose the first question, Ben, is obviously season ticket holder at Arsenal that you are. How much have you missed football?
It's difficult, especially going to Arsenal way. You know, it's been such a historically bad year for us. You know, we've changed the coach halfway through. And Mikel Arteta seemed like he was just getting there with the players and this break happened. And I was reading a very good article on The Athletic from James McNicholas, who was on Twitter with Gunner Blog. And he was saying, you know, they're saying how this actually has hurt Arteta quite a bit. And actually, how much Arteta, you know, was the first sort of Premier League figure as well to get the coronavirus. And the reason why games that were going ahead that weekend got cancelled and how many potential lives it could have saved, potentially. So
yeah, I mean, on the Arteta thing though, does it not help that he only came in just before Christmas, didn't he? I think, was it just after Christmas?
21st of December, something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
This has given him a pre-season in the middle of the season, or not?
I wouldn't say it's given him a pre-season because, you know, the players are doing workouts from home and stuff like that. He didn't really get to get hands on the players. I think he's had 2 weeks hands on the players. You know, it's not been much. You know, we played a pre-season friendly. I don't know if you call it a mid-season friendly, really. I don't know what you call it. Do you call it a pre-season? It doesn't feel like it's going to be the same Premier League season. It feels like that season's done and dusted, and we're about to start a new season. It's such a weird feeling. But no, we had two games. We beat Charlton 6-0, and then we lost to Brentford 3-2. So it's the players finding their rhythm. It's going to be so weird with no fans in the stadium. It's just, I tried watching a bit of Bundesliga that's been going for about a month now, and it's just weird. It's just really weird.
Yeah, it is. I mean, United are kind of the flip side of that. They were flying before the pause on the season. So I do wonder what that's going to have done to us. But then what it's also meant is we get
Pogba,
a couple of our injured players back now for the remainder of the season. Rashford's back fit, Pogba's back fit.
It's going to be interesting to see how you see Bruno Fernandes and Paul Pogba play together. That is one thing I'm looking to see, and see how those two combine together. Because if they combine well together, and you can say, look, we've got a serious base for our midfield here at Man United now, let's add one or two more players, get a proper centre-half in, and then we can go and compete again.
Well, we've got one proper centre-half, we just need another one.
Who's that?
Harry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, yeah.
Forgot about him, you know, they paid £80 million for him in the summer.
The £80 million centre-back, yeah, I forgot about him, yeah. Jesus. £80 million.
Yeah.
I think COVID's going to affect the transfer market massively as well. I think you're going to see a more NFL-style sort of transfer market where you'll see trades between clubs.
Yeah, some teams are going to still have money to spend, whereas some teams will have no money to spend.
Hmm. Like the Arsenal point of view, again, they're talking about trading Lacazette for Thomas Partey in Atletico Madrid. Yeah, that's the sort of thing COVID might have brought, and it might have in a weird way, it might have actually been good. COVID might have actually been a good thing for football because the money was just getting out of hand and ridiculous, and the rich were getting richer and the poorer were getting poorer.
At the lower level, it's going to be a very good thing because you've introduced wage caps now in Leagues 1 and League 2, which is going to help no end for the smaller clubs down in the bottom, you know, down in the bottom two leagues.
Yeah.
But I think all that's going to happen due to COVID in the Premier League is that the rich teams will move further away from the smaller teams. I mean, you look at what's happened this year with Wolves and Sheffield United. They're above you. They're above Spurs. You look at Leicester.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to make the money commercially that the bigger teams have. And I think they're going to be the ones that struggle. So what you're going to see, I think, over the next couple of years is you're going to see a top six that is Liverpool, City, Chelsea, United, Arsenal, Spurs.
Well, Spurs are struggling as well because this is the first sort of real summer they had their stadium fully open, ready for concerts and all sorts of things. Now, that stadium was booked up throughout the summer. And they've had to take a £200 million loan out from the Bank of England. So they seem in dire straits with Liverpool.
Yeah, well, you know how they're going to pay that back, don't you? They're going to sell Harry Kane.
Oh, but even that would be even better.
But you know, I mean, I still think you're going to get, I mean, what Man City do will depend on what happens with their European appeal that's going through at the moment. But United are still going to have money to spend. Chelsea have already spent money. You know,
Werner, we'll talk
about that in a bit on Werner and maybe Havertz as well. And they've also got that guy from Ajax, Ziyech.
Ziyech coming in. That was a deal already done pre-COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So, it's going to be interesting to see what COVID has done. So, before we go and start talking about the games that are coming up, I wanted to ask, when all this started, what was your opinion on what should happen to the Premier League season?
I think you should have voided it. I think
you would you have said that if Arsenal were in Liverpool's position, though?
I say yes,
you wouldn't.
But
you
I wouldn't. Don't think I would. I say no. Yes, but I don't think I would. Yeah, I
The thing is, though,
if it was Man City and not Liverpool that were 25 points clear, you see the point I'm trying to make there?
I just hate Liverpool. I just hate Liverpool.
It's a
general feeling of the Don't Patrol United. We just hate Liverpool.
Yeah, well, look. My opinion is that when it first started, I was like, ha 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 ha, they're not going to win the league. But do you know what? In hindsight, when I thought about it, they're so far clear and were so much better than anybody else. And it pains me to say that. So much better than anybody else this season. They deserve to be the champions. However, there is going to be a giant asterisk placed next to it that says the season was interrupted.
Yeah.
They had 3 months off. They were in bad form when it all started. I'm not saying they would have not won the league. They were probably going to win it. But the season, this is a weird season.
Yeah.
So I'd be all for them being declared champions, but the trophy they get is only made of plastic.
No, I think the trophy should just be a golden face mask. Yeah. Just a golden face mask.
I mean, let's just get this bit out of the way. No matter what happens now, between now and the end of the season, which is at some point in July, I think, isn't it? Liverpool are going to win the league within the next week or so.
Well, yeah, if we beat Man City on Wednesday, they can win it in the first weekend. Yeah. You know.
So, we don't need to talk about that.
No, game over. On this podcast. That's it, done. Liverpool are the champions.
Let's crack on with the importance.
And that is it. Liverpool, because of COVID, Liverpool are now done. They haven't, you know, they pulled out the Timo Werner signing because they could not afford it. That's the only reason they pulled out of it. Not because he picked Chelsea. He would have rather gone to Liverpool. Liverpool pulled out of that because they couldn't afford him because of the loss of revenue from COVID.
Well,
they're not backed by a billionaire like City are. They haven't got the commercial pull at the moment like Man United do.
Well, I still think they're going to be all right with buying players they want to buy.
I think they've had a big splash, and I think maybe, you know,
they're not going to pay 75 million for a centre half and 70 million for a goalkeeper.
You're going to lose Mane or Salah to one of the Real Madrid or Barcelona's in the next 2 years.
We shall see.
And that will balance out the books for COVID.
Anyway, Liverpool. Champions done. Don't need to mention them again. Well done. Congratulations. See you next year.
We're going to see you next Tuesdays, but yeah, I agree with that as well.
Hey, steady on now. We need to show some kind of impartiality every now and again.
I can't.
Every now and again. Ugh. It's a good job Chris Coy isn't on because he wouldn't be impartial at all. Anyway, so it all starts on Wednesday. Well, officially it all starts on Friday, doesn't it? The season restarts. But on Wednesday, there are two games that are made up from the weekend of the League Cup final towards the end of February. So, the first game back on Wednesday, 6 o'clock, Aston Villa, Sheffield United. Now, we're not going to go through predictions because who knows what's going to happen. You look at Germany, the away team are winning more than the home team because obviously you lose the home field advantage or your home stadium advantage.
The better football teams are going to win.
I think so.
The better teams on paper are more likely going to win.
Yeah, because you haven't got the factor of the crowd and things like that.
Arsenal, so, not a bad team on paper. No fucking spine when it goes to away grounds. So we could do well for this.
Yeah, City are going to destroy you.
Oh, absolutely. 100% agree with that. We're going to get run ruined.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, obviously, any English, British people listening know what's happening with the televised games. But for Americans that may not know, historically, Premier League games have always kicked off at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. That is the staple historics where 90% of the fixtures every weekend are played. However, what they've done is they've pretty much, especially at the weekends, they've put every game on at a different time. So every game is televised and will have the audience of people watching it and will be focused on that one game. So for instance, it starts on Friday. There's a game at 6 o'clock on Friday and a game at 8:15 on Friday.
Same on Wednesday. Wednesday, 6 o'clock and 8:15.
Yeah. So on Saturday, you've got a 12:30, a 3 o'clock, a 5:30, and a 7:45 kickoff. On Sunday, you've got a 2 o'clock, a 4:15, and a 7 o'clock. And then on Monday, you've got an 8 o'clock. So every single game is live on the TV over here on the various different ways you can watch, either free or subscription based. Which,
if you want, if you want Luke John subscriptions, direct your messages to Ash Pimble.
Yeah, yeah, he'll help you out. But I think this is going to be an interesting experiment from the TV companies to see if it's something that happens moving forward.
Look, I think I just think TV companies are sinking ships because of the laws with the 3 o'clock kickoff in this country that it can't be televised. The Premier League knows the worldwide audience they can pull. I reckon you're going to get a subscription-based Premier League show, and the Premier League's going to be based on the online subscription because that's the way they get around the UK TV laws. And then they can just have every country can just sign up to that subscription.
Yeah, I think that's the way they're going. So say Sky have the majority of the games. BT have some as well. But say your club offer you. I mean, it's different for you because you have a season ticket to go to the stadium. But yep. I mean, for me, I don't go to watch United play very often. If Sky Sports said to me, you could pay X amount of pounds to watch every single game in the Premier League live, I'd do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I say that. I don't really watch too much Premier League football apart from Arsenal.
And well, then I'd buy the United one and then watch the highlights of everybody else. I wouldn't buy
I watch a the big games. For, I watch well, a Liverpool. Yeah. I watch a Liverpool United or a Chelsea City or you know a Chelsea Spurs, a Man United City. I'd watch those.
You
games.
Get that on your subscription anyway. But what I'm saying is they also offer you the ability to watch the team you follow.
Oh, every game.
Every game.
Well, for me, that's only half the games because I'll be at every home game.
Well, no, that's why I said it's different for you because you've got a season ticket for Arsenal.
I don't know how they play
away games only. Or do you know? Look, it's changing. Amazon are seriously interested in.
Oh yeah, they're
getting more involved, and the stuff they did at Christmas was really good. Where they had two rounds of fixtures over Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think I should have said putting the rod in. Doesn't sound really right, but they're definitely just dipping.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, they are. So, like I said, not there's too many games to fire through, and before we start doing predictions and stuff like that, you kind of want to see how the teams come back from the break and see how they're playing. If I was to ask you now, your top 8 in the Premier League at the end of the season. Bearing in mind, we already know who's number one.
Yeah.
So 2-8. If you want to bring the table up on your phone, it might be worth it.
Yeah,
so you can see where it is now.
I've got it in front of me. You ready?
Yeah. So you tell me. So you go from who you think will be second to who you think is going to finish 8th.
We got
with the season.
We got the Bin Dippers winning it, obviously.
Yeah, we don't need to mention them. Yeah. We've already done it. They're one, so this is
United,
two downwards.
United States of Arab Emirates in second.
So that's Manchester City for everybody else who doesn't know what Ben's talking
about. The Oil Crooks, aka Chelsea, I've got in fourth. In third. And then
Chelsea third, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Manchester United in fourth.
Okay.
Leicester will get in fifth.
So United are going to make up 8 points on Leicester.
Yeah, I think so.
We do have to play them as well.
And Leicester were in bad form, and you've got an easier run. I've looked at your set. Okay. So they're not too bad.
Okay, so Leicester fifth, yeah.
Yep, and then I'm going to have Wolves, Arsenal, Tottenham, Sheffield United. That's 9 for you.
Okay, I think you're overestimating where you're going to finish, but you do have a game in hand on Wolves, don't you?
Yeah, but it's City.
True.
I look at our fixtures and I think our fixtures are kind to us. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Obviously, form's gone out the window. We know that. So we've got City, yeah, we're going to put it. But then we've got Brighton, Southampton, Sheffield United is above us, so that's a chance. And that's a good game we can win. Norwich, Wolves, Leicester, who's above us, who wins. Spurs, who's around us. Yeah, we've got Liverpool.
So you've got to play Wolves, Sheffield United, Spurs, City,
Liverpool, and what?
So
we've got five teams above us,
five teams above you in the table, and you
all
think,
us.
Oh, okay,
yeah, okay. I think the away games.
Where Tottenham are above you at the moment. They're not around you. They are above you.
They will
just,
not be
I'm
there.
Just throwing that out there.
They will not be there. You got to remember who their manager is. Jose Mourinho. He was burning that team down before this break. This break has saved Mourinho because he was burning that team down.
Okay. Yeah. So go through your team. So you had City, Chelsea, United.
City, Leicester, Chelsea, United, Leicester, Wolves,
Arsenal.
Wolves, Arsenal, Tottenham, Sheffield United, or Sheffield United, Tottenham.
Right. Okay. Cool. So mine's slightly different to yours. Mine is City second, United third, Leicester fourth, Chelsea fifth, then Wolves, then Sheffield United, then Arsenal, then Tottenham.
Well, you got us above Tottenham, and I'll take that.
Yeah. No, like you, I have no faith in Mourinho.
Yeah.
And that's going to bite me on the arse next Friday when United are at Spurs and lose, but, you know.
Now I want to ask you your bottom three. Who's going down? Who's going to be the pissed off team that this season wasn't voided?
Norwich, Villa, West Ham.
What, you think West Ham will go down?
West Ham have got a horrible run in.
Oh, Mark Daly, you will not be happy. I agree with Norwich, Villa. I think Brighton might slip into it. Have you seen their run? Have you seen what Brighton have got?
I have. So West Ham have got Wolves, Spurs, Chelsea, Newcastle, Burnley, Norwich, Watford, United, Villa.
I think they'll pick they've got 6-7 points, they'll be fine.
No, I think they're in trouble.
Okay, ready?
I have no faith in David Moyes either.
Are you ready for Brighton's?
Yeah, go on then.
Arsenal?
Yeah.
At home.
Win for Brighton, yeah.
Leicester.
Okay, yeah.
Man United.
Yeah, they're losing that one.
Norwich. Norwich away is a massive game for them.
That's a massive game, yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah, they'll be on the beach by then.
Man City.
Yeah.
Southampton, who are in and around it as well. That's a big game. Newcastle, Burnley.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get. I reckon if they lose that Norwich game, that's them done. I think they'll get dragged into it. I think they'll get dragged into it. I don't see the firepower to get them out of it. Connolly's a young kiddie, but he's not a prolific goal scorer. Brighton really missed in the transfer window of going out and getting a proper goal scorer to try and keep them up. They should have.
It's almost like you're a Brighton fan.
I know
they're your local team, but
I keep up to date with them. They're around the place. So.
Yeah.
But no, I think they should have gone and got someone like Batshuayi or someone like that in the January transfer on loan, just to try and get.
Well, we got Odion Ighalo on loan, and he did fine.
Exactly. You know, someone like that, Brighton could have just done with.
So, Premier League back. The FA Cup is also back.
Get in there. Still a chance for a trophy this year.
So that is not next weekend. It's the weekend after, isn't it? The quarterfinals. And the quarterfinals are City are away at Newcastle.
Yeah.
United are away at Norwich. You are playing
Sheffield United away. I should have been
Sheffield United away.
I had tickets for that game. And
the other game is Chelsea
versus Leicester.
Leicester.
At the King Power.
That's it. So, who wins the FA Cup this year?
Well, it's the 13 times most win. They're going to make it 14. I genuinely think, especially with no fans being there, it's going to help us big time because we can't play in front of fans with bottle jobs. So, sure we are. So, no fan experience. I think that's actually going to be a good thing for Arsenal. I really do.
Okay, so 8:45 on the 13th of June, Ben has stated Arsenal are going to win the FA Cup. That means you can lump on Sheffield United to beat them in the quarterfinals.
No, we have just got this history of the FA Cup, and especially in the recent years, and I generally think we could win it this year.
I think that was an Arsene Wenger thing, not an Arsenal thing, if I'm honest with you. But there you go.
Well, we won it. Okay, Wenger won it 7 times, I think it was. And I think, in total, in our club history, we won it 13 times. So
Yeah, we're second on 12, I think.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to surprise anybody to hear that I think United are going to win the FA Cup. They haven't actually stated what's happening with the Europa League and the Champions League yet. Still waiting. I think they're talking about playing that one-off games in August, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they should just scrap the European.
I mean, it's an irrelevance to you because you're out.
I know. But I was saying this if I was in, it's going to eat into next season. I would just scrap it.
See, my team are 5-0 up in their last 32 first leg game, having won the last game before lockdown 5-0 in Austria. But, you know,
that was behind closed doors, wasn't it?
It was. I'm with you. I can see the European competitions being scrapped this year.
And just go again from...
Because the season's ending in July and the new season is going to have to start late August. So you're going to have to... Are you going to have to give players a two-week break? I think you probably are, aren't you?
Absolutely. Especially FA Cup. They're talking about FA Cup final being 1st of August. And then what? You've got a three-week break to the start of the new season?
Yeah.
And then you've got Euros next in the summer. You know, the squads are going to have to be...
They're going to bin off the winter break. They're going to have... Well, in fact, I've heard a rumour that they may be cancelling the League Cup next year.
I've heard that potentially.
For Premier League teams.
Yeah, but also you got to remember the rules has changed as well. You're now allowed 5 substitutions. And I think you'll keep that going. I think they should keep that going forward. The game's changed such a faster pace, the game now. I think they should keep having the 5 substitution rule. I like it.
I think 5 substitutions, right? But you're only allowed to use 3, and the 2 others are there in case somebody gets injured, and then you can sub off an injured player so you don't have to go down to 10 men because of injury.
Yeah, but then you're going to have people feigning injury and stuff like that. There's way around it.
Well, you know, hey, look.
You got that with the old rugby, didn't you? With the old blood gate, didn't you?
Five substitutions moving forward seems too much for me, mate. It really
No, I like it. I think it would make the game be played at a faster, fresher pace. I like it.
I mean, look, it's the rule, isn't it? Now for the rest of this season,
you've got to think
it's going to be a trial, isn't it?
How modern football's gone. They moved from 2 substitutions to 3 substitutions.
I remember when it only used to be 1.
Well, there you go.
No sub goalkeepers. So if the goalkeeper got injured, an outfield player had to go.
Yeah, so now it's or you do 4 substitutions, and you can just bring and the goalkeeper doesn't count as a substitution if he gets injured. I see ways forward the rule changes. I think they might like it. I think managers will like it as well. And I think it'll give, if they do something like, say, 2 players on, you've got to have, say you've got 7 on the bench, then you're going to have 3 of those players who've got to be homegrown players.
Well, there's already a rule about having homegrown players in your squad on a match day anyway. There's already that rule there.
But I think allowing extra subs will give more youngsters a chance to get first team minutes and develop.
Possibly.
There's pros and cons to like everything.
I mean, the thing is from my perspective as a United fan, my club do that anyway.
Yeah, same with Arsenal. But,
you know, but there are certain teams, Man City, that won't.
Oh, Chelsea are right.
No, Chelsea. No, to be fair to Chelsea,
only this season.
Mount, Tammy Abraham, James.
This season.
Yeah,
and you know the reason why? Transfer ban. Abraham's out the door now. Timo Werner's going there.
Maybe. All right, Chelsea. Screw Chelsea. But United do it better than anybody else.
Chelsea fans are up in London today anyway. Not listening to this.
I've told you we're not talking about that. That's a subject that we don't need to cover on the first Premier League podcast back since the 28th of February. Right.
2020, what a year.
Look, so now the Premier League is back, it is mine and Ben's intention to do a podcast every weekend. Because there's so many games now between now and the end of July, it's going to be difficult to keep up with them. So we will do a podcast every weekend. For those of you that listened to the last podcast we did, our Scouse friend Chris, he'll be making a comeback at some point in the near future. We've got a couple of other kind of friends of ours who are fans of other teams in the Premier League to come on and give their opinion about what's going on. But from my perspective, it's just going to be nice to have some football to talk about. I mean, the last Premier League game was the 13th of March. So we've had no football for 3 months. And we've gone from having no football for 3 months to now having all the football.
In 4 weeks.
But I plan on completely overdosing and I'm going to watch as much of it as I can.
It's quite nice. We've had our summer break already.
The weather's been really good as well, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's really fair.
I might have to put the TV in the garden.
It's going to be interesting to see how football works in this country in the summer. Obviously, the World Cup, when you put your TV out in the garden and you throwing beer everywhere when England win a penalty shootout for the first time ever, you know, like the Colombia game. But actually watching English football in the English summer will be interesting to see, because usually we just see pre-season friendlies in August and they're crap.
Summer, winter, autumn, spring, whatever it is, we just hate Tottenham. It's just
worth it. Yeah, okay. You had to get that in, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Absolute vile. Right,
okay. Have you got any closing thoughts before we wrap this up for the night?
It's good. It's good to be talking again. I was happy we're doing a Premier League show. It's unpredictable what's going to happen next in the Premier League. So you just got to sit there and enjoy it. And I think it's a good time for. I think you're going to see more tactical football being played. I think managers with a better tactical approach, you're going to see that come out, because momentum's a big thing in football and the fans behind it is massive. Now you're going to see tactics and see how players and can adapt to tactics and managers' tactical approach. I think it's going to be interesting. For the football geek, I think it's going to be fun.
Squad depth.
Yes.
Because of the amount of games in such a short space of time, the teams with the best squad depth and the biggest squads, I think that's going to be quite a vital thing as well. Teams that are going to be able to rotate a lot more and keep the players fresher. You know, it's a game every 4 days, I think, for the teams, or game every 4.5 days or something like that. It works out on average. Now, they're used to doing that throughout the season in the winter.
Yeah.
In the summer, it's going to put a bit more of a toll on it. So I think the teams with the biggest squads and the better depth. Yeah. I think the team with the biggest squads and the better depth are going to be the teams that are going to rise. So, yeah, like you said, it's going to be really, really interesting. It's going to be different watching it with no fans in the stadium. I mean, I think I was watching.
Are you going to put fan noise? Could you have fan noise as an option on the TV?
Well, I was watching the Dortmund game last weekend, and they were piping the crowd noise in through the tannoy, and actually they had it synced up really well.
No, it's not through the tannoy. The players can't hear it.
Is it not?
No, it's through the actual TV.
Oh, I thought that was it seemed to work, but obviously when you're hearing the crowd noise and then you look and then there's nobody in the stadium.
It's like, do you know why it works? Do you know how it works? It's because it's in German, you don't know what they're saying. That's why it works.
No, it was just noise.
And it's got rhythm.
There wasn't words, there was just noise.
No, but like you can hear the drums and stuff like that in it. And yeah, but then a bit of German chanting.
Are the same in any language. You don't get German drums and English drums.
No, you can. You know what I mean? You hear like chanting in German.
I'm being a twat.
Yeah, are being a twat. It's a typical Man United thing.
Right. Oh dear. Right. I have nothing else, mate. If you don't.
No. Just come in, you Gunners. Right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Mikel Arteta. So everybody, back. He survived Corona. Yeah. He can survive Arsenal. Let's stay up this year, please.
Right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please make sure you subscribe to the Dome Patrol United on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from. We've been a bit quiet on all the podcasts. The Survivor podcast ended because the show ended. We haven't really had much to talk about NFL or Saints related. We're not
going to mention
that either, Ben. We're not going to mention that either, Ben. As we get closer to the NFL season and as the Premier League season goes on, subscribe, listen. We're going to put out as much content as we can. Everybody, thank you very much for listening. I'll speak to you next week.
Adios.